Why, hello there. We are feeling rather festive this week. You'll be very pleased to know, in a true what are you wearing, we are wearing lots of festive synthetic fibres. Anna, would you like to share with the world, what are you wearing?
Well, I am wearing the best nylon I could find, with candy canes adorned at every angle. I have the most festive plastic, gonna rot my ears in half plastic candy cane earrings too, and a red lipstick. I mean, could you get more festive?
No.
Well, yes, you could. You could. Look
well,
at you.
I've just gone full on Santa. I've got a Christmas jumper which has the beard aspect, and then I have my red Santa hat. And we are connected on Zoom because when we're on Zoom, then you kind of know what's coming up. We've got guests today. That's why we're Zooming. And we've got beautiful Zoom Christmas backgrounds. We're feeling incredibly Christmassy. I have gone full Christmassy-ness, which is what Anna loves when we go full Christmas. So we're going to have Christmas music. We're going to have, like, sound effects. We've got guests. We've got some of, well, actually loads of your comments. And we're just going to have a big old party.
We're just going to celebrate, aren't we? I've got a mince pie candle going. It's like Christmas is upon us.
So get your Christmas socks on, get a cup of tea, and why don't you ponder the question that we're all debating today? What three things would you like to celebrate from 2022? So we'll get into that in a moment, but let's find out from Ryan, our trusted inbox fella, what's happening in the inbox today.
Hello, Slimming World listeners. How the heck are you? I'm feeling very festive today. Got my Santa hat and Christmas jumper on. Anyway, enough about me. Let's find out who has left us a message this week.
Hi, I'm Joan.
Hi, my name is Fabiola Byrne and I live in County Dublin in Ireland.
Hi, my name's Kendall.
Hi, my name is Sue.
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm from Cork in Ireland.
And I attend the wonderful group of Slimming with Lynn in Dundrum.
I go to Amber's Slimming World group in Sarsbury Green in Hampshire.
I attend the Slimming World group in Artane in Dublin. Our consultant is the lovely Susan.
My group is the Ballyvillan Glen Rovers Hurling Club at 7 p.m. with Caroline.
I go to Sue Moody's Blackfield Southampton group.
So I just wanted to say, for everyone out there, keep on going.
And I really wanted to say,
cue the ukuleles.
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 Aha, I think there's obviously a bit of an Irish vibe going on this week, and amazing how there were loads of Sues and Susans, you know?
I love a collection, don't you?
I also have a collection of Sues of the Slimming World group that I go to, so if your name's not Sue, you're not coming in.
Seriously, I've got 9 Alisons in one group.
Wow, do they all sit next to each other?
Yeah, well, they try to. We have like A's, B's and C's, because then I get very confused in image therapy. But it's lovely when they all stay.
Yeah, that must be. That's it. Alison has got Slimmer of the Week and they all stand up. Yeah. So anyway, welcome to Slim World Podcast. I'm Claire and she is...
Anna.
Exactly.
The festive variety.
I am a mere member. Anna is someone who is professional Slimming World status as a consultant.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly, she says, yeah. So today we've got not one, not two, not three, but 4 guests who are joining the old Christmas party with us. The tinsel is shining, the fairy lights are twinkling, and we may even have some festive drinks along the way, if I can make the sound effects work. So we kind of threw out on our Instagram, didn't we? Like the 1st of December, we were like, boom, let's get that post out. Let's see what the vibe is. Are people feeling like it was a positive 2022? Are people feeling like it went a bit squiff? There are a few bumps. And I have to say, Anna, I was amazed at just how many people responded with just like that simple question. How many... like milestones there were, what people had overcome. You know, you never forget doing like a weight loss journey, how much it can impact every part of your life.
It's incredible, isn't it? How just walking through a door or joining online for so many people in this last year has utterly changed their life. And also for people who have maybe been a member for quite a while, I feel like this year has, I've seen a lot of my members really change and achieve some extraordinary things. I think coming off the back of lockdown has been a really interesting time this year. And I'm really proud of our listeners and also our members of the things that they've overcome. And us too, do you know what I mean? We've had a fair lot of rubbish thrown at us this year and we've overcome a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's always easy to kind of think about how much further you've got to go, you know, if you're not quite at where you were. And often I can get locked in that way of thinking of, oh, well, you know, I weigh this now, but this time 2 years ago, I weighed this, you know, and it's just another way that I like use a stick to beat myself with. But I think there's always something, you know, amongst whatever's going on, there's always something that you can be grateful and celebrate.
Yeah, and I think, you know, even if you're not where you want to be weight loss wise, the fact that you're still kind of proactive in this, I think that's such a massive thing to celebrate, because sometimes we think that just weight loss should be a straight line. Well, a lot of times, and it's not. And it's knowing that it's the keeping up and showing up that is the real key. So, yeah, I love celebrating the little wins because I think they're really important psychologically to celebrate, aren't they?
I almost wanted to write like the title as Time to Celebrate Now. Do you know? Because often many of us will do the celebrations when we've reached target, and it's almost like we're not allowed to celebrate until we get to that exact number on that, you know, and I must be that exact dress size and I must be able to lift that much amount of weight or run that fast, that far. And it's like, well, actually just kind of chill out about that a bit. I've definitely had to learn that, haven't I?
Yeah, that's been a massive lesson you've learned. And I think, you know, a lot of people won't allow them to see themselves as successful until it's all done. It's like success is something that you have to kind of evaluate in different ways. And that's why I always say to my members, success is the consistency of turning up. Success is the trying, even if you fall down. But I think we just learn as human beings that success is I've done X and this is what I've got. And it's actually, no, you're allowed to be successful as you're doing it. I was listening to a lady on the radio whose husband had passed away very young. And she just said, you know what? Tomorrow isn't a given. So celebrate everything that you possibly can today, because you just don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And I think that's a really important way to think about things, because, you know, look how far you've come. Yeah, you might not be where you want to be, but you started. Do you know what I mean? And you're still trying. So I'm going to celebrate everyone's little successes.
Oh, well, let's just like have a look at some of the comments that we've got here then. One that jumped out at me actually was Janet. And number one was starting in capital letters. That was one of her wins. Aww. Number two was sticking to it. And number three was really putting it first. I thought that was really interesting. Just simple, you know, hey, I started. I mean, Kuljeet here has put, finally found the courage to rejoin after 2 years. Her second was taking care of my mental health by reaching out for help. And number three was not losing the plot, reaching for trigger foods whenever I struggle to take care of my autistic daughter. They're not like kind of a award-winning, kind of like million-pound lottery winner kind of wins, but they are making a difference in everyday life. And I think that matters more.
And you know what? It's those things that will change your life, aren't they? The little things. Like, think about how, you know, I was picking Daisy up the other day and she weighs like 4 stone. And I was so out of breath giving her a piggyback. And I just thought, gosh, I hadn't realised I was carrying that around on my back. And actually, you berate yourself because you're not where you feel you should be, but you forget how far you've come and how those small, steady changes of dropping the 16 chocolate bars a day have got me to kind of that point. So, yeah, I think it's sometimes really important at the end of the year to become reflective, isn't it? But in a positive way.
Yeah. See, Stacey's put here, number one, ran my first ever marathon. Number two, signed up for my next marathon. Number three, loving myself and body more than ever. Hashtag body confidence.
That's an interesting one, isn't it?
And interesting that it's not about numbers on the scales. You know, we often talk about non-scale victories. And that right there is absolutely non-scale victory. She hasn't talked about how much weight she's lost, whether it was a stone, whether it was 25 stone. It's actually about what are the other things that matter to her.
Well, I always think about the number on the scales. Yeah, it's a way to see how you're doing, but who knows about the number on the scales? Like, why? It's you that knows it. Like, but we place success on these numbers, don't we? But actually the fact that you can, I mean, look at you in terms of your fitness, right? And how much fitter you are than the day you joined. Like, that the scales doesn't show that, does it?
No.
You know, the scales doesn't show the changes you've made in your lifestyle, the fact that you cook now. It doesn't show that. But if we put all our success into that little number, then we won't get very far.
No. You know, someone here who hasn't put their name, but their handle's Coombank, has put their first one is losing 5.5 stone since I joined in January 2022. What a difference 12 months makes, or 11 months. Only 0.5 pound off target now. Her second is dropping 6 dress sizes, now in a size 12. And the third is climbing Snowdon in September. Smashed it. Fitter than I've been for a long time. Thank you, Slimming World.
That's incredible. 6 dress sizes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Patrick here has said, number one, I set myself a target to lose £100 back in January. I achieved it in November. Wow. Number two, I stayed in my fabulous group every week, making me accountable and sharing tips. Number three, I'm fully focused and have found it so simple to food optimize. I'm never going hungry. Thank you, Slimming World, for saving my life. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Love that.
Shall I just quickly do another one here? So Claire has said, number one, I stopped drinking alcohol. Haven't had a drink since New Year's Day. Congratulations. Okay. Number two, rejoined Slimming World on the 29th of September 2022, and I have lost 1 stone 9 pounds so far. Wow.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Number three, hasn't happened yet, but I know I will get my 2 stone award for Christmas.
Oh, I love that positivity.
Yeah, what a kind of real wide range of different comments. And I know, like, from some of the guests that we, you know, we're going to have knocking on the door very shortly, that we're going to hear of, like, real kind of, like, big changes, emotional changes, physical changes, food changes, life changes. I mean, it's so unique, isn't it, to you? And I think that's why sometimes people kind of think, maybe if people are listening, the first three things they've written have been about what the number is on the scales or how much weight, but what else is there? What else has been going on in their life that they need to kind of capture in these three things?
I think as human beings, we're really not great at blowing our own trumpets, are we? And finding the things.
No, I think that's as British people, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, very possibly, yeah. And we're not good at saying, actually, look what I've done that's made me a better person or made me happier, and celebrating that. Like, I don't know, I feel like this year's been a really difficult one, but a really positive one in so many ways. And you could always sit there and look at the things that maybe you wanted to achieve that you haven't, but I like looking at the things that did happen, and sometimes by mistake. Do you ever have those, like, you set out to do one thing and then another thing comes off the back of the one thing that you set out to do? Do you know what I mean? You might not have accomplished the first thing, but actually something else came out of it. So finding those crazy little things that happens. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know that this year I've cooked more than I've cooked in the last 10 years. And that wasn't something I set out to do. It's just something that's naturally happened, I think, because I've got a child that needed to eat. But do you know what I mean? Like, I find, like, putting pressure on yourself to achieve a goal doesn't always take you to it, does it?
No, and I suppose it's that big old thing about enjoying the journey, not always the destination.
Oh, love that. I'm so cheesy, aren't I? But again, yeah, that's something you and I have both had to learn, because we've been like, hold on, I'm just looking for the end point. I'm not ready to celebrate all the stuff that's happening along the way. Just take me to the end and then I'll be all right. Mm. We've had to take a deep breath and kind of enjoy the moment, because sometimes the end goal doesn't get there. Well, you don't get there when you want, or the end goal isn't what you dreamed of it. Mm. I remember sitting on the side of, like, a muddy hill with you the week you got target, and you were like, where's the fanfare? Where is it? And it, you know what I mean? And it was like, actually, this is it. You know, let's start enjoying it. But I remember you just really were looking for that thing, weren't you?
Yeah.
That was going to be like the shower of glitter, and it wasn't. So I think that's an important lesson to learn, isn't it? Sometimes the most enjoyable bit is the journey, not the destination.
Yeah, Hey, well, let's have a look at a few more comments. So health-wise, I think, is always an interesting one, isn't it?
Lovely.
So Consultant Claire has said, number one, having a mastectomy, chemo, and kicking breast cancer. I mean, that's a mega big win.
How incredible.
Number two, going back to group as a member. And number three, going back to my amazing group as their consultant after the best part of 8 months off for operation and treatments. She's put here, I may be carrying an extra stone, but I could not be more proud of how I've handled this year.
What a trooper. I love that.
Let's have a look. Denise here, number one, still going strong and realising this is a change in lifestyle, not just a quick fix. Mm. Number two, going to image therapy each week. I have changed my working pattern to fit in with my Slimming World group and staying. Wow. She's actually put 3, 4, 5 here. I'll whiz through them. Number three is the non-scale victories. 14 inches lost, just over halfway to target. She was also nominated in Miss Slinky, got Gold Body Magic Award, doesn't have the best mobilities, but has been doing her own kitchen disco.
Oh, brilliant. Oh.
And just one more here from Philip. Having the nerve to walk through the door to my first meeting. Number two, getting my club 50. And number three, while still working on my third, and that's to maintain my target weight.
Do you know what a club 50 is?
I don't actually.
It's when you've lost 50% of your body weight.
Really?
How incredible is that?
Wow.
That's insane, the courage that must take.
I've got three more, okay? I'm going to squeeze in. And then, just before the guests arrive, okay? Susie said, her first one is, I lost my mom on Christmas Day last year, but I still managed to stay on track and stay in target. Wow. Number two, I ran 10K every day in May. Wow. And number three, I learned how to be kind to myself.
What a trooper Susie is.
Andy, number one, learning to no longer give up on myself. Number two, getting to the point where I exercise because it makes me happy. Number three, losing 6.5 stone this year. All three were unthinkable 12 months ago when I was not in a happy place.
My gosh.
And we've got one here about climbing high. Jackie climbed Scafell Pike, Cat Bells and Helvellyn. They are really massive, proper mountains, Anna. Not like the little mam tour that we did in August. This is like proper stuff.
Hang on, but that was like, to me, that was Everest.
Okay. I know.
Going for me.
I know, but I think we'd look at this and we'd be like, you're all right. So anyway, losing the weight of a full rucksack made it possible and my knees no longer hurt. I'm proud I took the first step through the door of Amanda's group in Hull. Without doing that, I wouldn't have climbed those beautiful mountains.
Wow, what an achievement. That's not on my list for next year.
I would love to do something like that. I'm kind of walking a lot of the Peak District at the moment and I've really enjoyed it, but I'm kind of like working my way up to like big ones.
I'll hold your bag at the bottom.
Don't need your bag at the bottom, do you? You need the bag at the top.
No, like your bag for when you come down.
Oh, okay.
Celebratory, beautiful food and warm clothes. Well, I'm sat in my car with the heating on.
Right, well, I think what I might do is I might just go and check that everything's in the fridge ready for the guests. You just chill there for a bit and I'll leave you with a bit of Christmas music.
Okay.
Anna, that was the doorbell. I wonder who's at the door right now. Why don't you go and open it and find out?
Oh, I'm going to open the door. Oh, hello. Look who's come to visit.
It's Matt Simons. Whoa. How are you, Matt? Oh, come on in. Take your coat off. Put your shoes in the hallway. Come and settle in our lovely living room. Can we get you a drink?
Oh, yes, I would love a Coke, please. Diet Coke.
a Diet Coke. Would you like ice?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, I'm just sorting that out for you right now. Anna is actually, like, dying with embarrassment at how cheesy this is, listeners, but stick with it. Anyway, Matt, it's awesome to see you. Obviously, were on the podcast earlier this year, and like so many things had happened in your life. Probably so many more things have happened in your life. What's kind of been happening in your world?
So yeah, first of all, thanks for having me back. It's brilliant to see you both again.
Oh, it's lovely to see you.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a crazy year since I last spoke to you. I've moved out with my fella, got our own place. So, lovely decorations are.
You've done well, love.
Bit of sadness. Lost my dad. That was a bit life changing. But other than that, the positives are outweighing the badness at the moment. So let's just say that.
Good. And, you know, we've kind of been asking people about what they're celebrating this year. So, I mean, have you got like kind of a list of some of those positives that you're willing to share with us?
Yeah. So the first one being, as I said, I've moved out with my partner, building a home together. So that's something that I never dreamed of doing. Really, really concentrated on my running because that helped me through a lot of stuff. Yeah. And it's still just sort of like, not trying to harp on with what's happened. I'm quite pleased that I've been able to deal with grief because I joined Slimming World because I lost a friend, and grief is something that I was so panicked about, not only losing my dad, but having to deal with what I may have done before. But so far, thankfully, Slimming World has, it's taught me how to deal with grief in a different way to what I knew before. And a lot of it is positive. It's finding different routes to deal with things where it used to be at the end of a takeaway, Kentucky bucket and a pint. But no, it's all different now.
Yeah. I mean, we should probably get you to like remind people of like, just give us a few headlines of what your journey was all about in case people haven't heard your episode.
Yeah, so I joined Slimming World a year after losing my best friend, and I went through a year of grief and just neglecting myself, really, and that just rolled into a very big weight gain. So, yeah, so then I joined Slimming World. 44 weeks later, I'd lost 9 stone. Completely different life. It's funny, you don't really, sort of like 5 years down the line, you forget what you know, but it's so ingrained to you, think after a while, it is life, that you just deal with things different before you did.
Yeah, coping strategies.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. And I think sometimes, as I say, you just do it without noticing. It is just so ingrained in your lifestyle now.
I've been watching your running expeditions, sat on the sofa, and you have been doing some incredible things. Like, it feels like to me your running is just something that's really intrinsic. It's something you love, like you're getting a lot of joy out of it. What are you doing? When are you doing it? How much are you running? Because it looks like a lot.
I think it's my therapy. I'd done a 10K for charity the other week. I tried to get a place, the London Marathon, but unfortunately I didn't. So I'm now scouring other marathons that I can do. And to me, I like using my newfound fitness and health to give back to, I think I told you on the podcast last time, I always was jealous that people could raise money for charity. And I was just the one sitting on my sofa wishing, I wish I could do that. But now it's just something that I'm so passionate about. And obviously, losing my dad to Alzheimer's, it is just in the forefront of my mind at the moment. Awareness, and just getting help that should be available. So
how often are you running? Like, is it something you do every week? Is it?
Yeah, so I obviously, body magic is something that would go along your diet. It isn't the magical cure. But no, I like to run at least 3 weeks to help with my weight loss, because I am a little bit out of target at the moment. But also, it's just to maintain that healthy mind, healthy body. It is my therapy. It's how I deal with a lot of stuff now. It just take it out on the pavement instead of myself.
Good idea. Oh, I love that. What a good saying. Because before, it would have been the emotional eating and the emotional drinking.
It straight to the pub, straight down the takeaway after the pub.
How incredible.
And you know, I suppose maybe something else to celebrate is that there's a part, it sounds like there's a part of you that is just a bit nicer to yourself You know, like, you're not being mean. You're not letting yourself get to the point where you are really destructive or really poorly, because you've got those kind of strategies in place that are just, you know, supporting you better. And that seems like that's kind of something to celebrate too.
Yeah, definitely. I said that to my mum when she was sort of like, she said, oh, you're dealing with it really well. I said, it's because I'm trying not to be angry. There's nothing that you can do about this situation. You've just got to be kind.
Absolutely. See, I used to say that when I, you know, was in a real low state in my life, I would often only be operating maybe 4 or 5 out of 10 on a good day. So when something happened that was really traumatic or, you know, heartbreaking, it would just easily put me down to a 1 out of 10. But by kind of building these kind of protective measures, you know, looking after yourself, eating better, sleeping better, putting your health as a priority, you can get nearer to, like, on a good day, more like 7, 8, 9 out of 10. And definitely, that if something does happen, you're not going down to 1 instantly. And it just makes life lighter, easier to deal with.
Yeah, definitely.
So, at a Christmas party, let's take this on a lighter level. Like, what kind of, what's your favourite Christmas song? What would you be dancing to if we put the record player on right now?
So mine's a little bit camp. Let's just say it is Santa Baby is my go-to.
Oh my God, my tears! Come on, Matt!
Yeah, I do love that one. That will get me on the dance floor every time.
It just, it has that get up, doesn't it? It just makes you want to dance.
Yeah, yeah. It does.
Well, Santa Baby, then, you can have Santa Baby on the jukebox. We will give you your Diet Coke, as you've got there. We can give you a top-up if you wish. It's been awesome to hear from you again, Matt. And, you know, we hope Christmas is going to be a bit different this year, but it sounds like there is so much, like, great... There's so many great things happening your way, and, like, we just really send you a lot of love because... You know, there's a lot going on, but, you know, we just send you a lot of love.
So good to see you both again.
Yeah. Well, there's only one thing for it. We're going to have to do a Christmas selfie. Okay, everybody, wave in 3, 2, 1. Did it work? Yes. Right, well, we've captured that. That can go in the Christmas album, one for many, many years to come. We'll stick that on the Instagram. Matt, it's been awesome having you. Enjoy Santa Baby. Have a great Christmas with your new fella.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, Anna. I think there's another knock at the door. Shall we go and find out who's behind the door this time?
I'm more than excited. I'm opening the door. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Who is it? Hello?
It's only Harry and
Hello! Thank you for having me back.
How are you, Harry?
I'm good. Oh. I'm in the Christmas spirit, feeling festive and loving every moment.
And you were dressed as a Christmas bauble.
Oh, yeah, you've got to have a bit of sparkle. A little bit of sparkle goes a very long way at Christmas.
You know what we need to do? We need to do a Christmas selfie for the Christmas album. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to just get the camera. Okay, everybody in 1, 2, 3. There we go. Right, got to capture stuff. Anyway, do you fancy a drink? What are you drinking tonight?
Oh, well, tonight I'm a sad day. I'm on the decaf cough.
Oh, so. Okay, I haven't actually got that sound effect, so I better go and quickly get to the cassette tapes, and I'll just get that from the cassette. There we go. That's the sound effect for coffee. Do you have milk in it? Sugar? Sweetener?
No, do you know, that's a pollutant. It's a pollutant in coffee, just straight and black. Wow. Just perfect.
Okay, right. Well, here's your drink. Hope you enjoy that. Welcome to the party. Anyway, as you can see, we're feeling mighty festive. We've got the outfits on. You've got the outfits. You've got a tree, but I hear that a little birdie tells us you don't call it a Christmas tree. What do you call it?
No, this is my birthday tree because I was born on Christmas Day. And when I was born, my granddad gave me the, well, not me, I was only a little child, gave me the tree. And every year up until he passed when I was 13, had like a little bauble or a little something to go around the tree. So this is like a really sentimental tree. The main Christmas trees look really elegant, whereas this is just, this one's got the TARDIS fairy lights and the really old fairy at the top whose arm keeps falling off, but I refuse to get rid of her. So it's just a moment of joy in every little thing on that tree.
Everything's got a memory. I love that.
Everything's got a memory. And my friend picked up the theme, and every year she buys me a little ornament with Harriet on it, because it used to be quite an unusual name, whereas it's a little bit more sort of common now. But I used to like envy everybody who used to get pencils with their names on them when I was at lower school and primary school. So it was always Holly and Heather, but never Harriet. So
never Anna. You could always find an Anne, and I'd be like, no, I'm not Anne, I'm Anna. Claire, did you ever find it with Claire without an eye?
No, never.
Oh, I feel your pain, Harriet. I'm with you.
Well, anyway, this is a Christmas party. You know, we're meant to be like feeling a bit chipper, aren't we, really? Let's keep the mood up, people. What's kind of been happening your way, Harriet? Because it wasn't that long ago you're on the podcast. It was like beginning of September. And I have to say, you were one of the most talked about episodes of the whole of this year. I think our moral of the story about clean slate really hit home to many people.
Do you know, that really meant so much to me, because I've always just been really honest about my experiences, always in that hope that it's that shared experience that if you verbalise it, then somebody will go, yeah, that's me as well. So I was really pleased that it hit home with so many people, because I think sometimes we're too unwilling to talk about some of our worries and some of our experiences around slimming and being overweight. So that was a really, really touching moment when you said that quite a few people had really enjoyed it. So that meant the absolute world to me. It was my early Christmas present. So fantastic.
And for those people who haven't heard and they don't know who Harriet the Legend Peacock is, can you just like kind of recap a bit of your story?
So my story is that I joined Slimming World at the end of September in 2019, weighing all the threes, 33 stone and 3 pounds, feeling absolutely as low as you can get. But it's now December 2019. It's December 2022 even. Goodness me. I have now lost 21.5 stone. And this year I was Slimming World's National Greatest Loser, which has also been an absolute privilege and an honour. So, yeah.
You know, when you say that, do you stand there and go, I've just lost the best part of like 22 stone. Like, is that sunk in yet? Like, because
no, it is. I suppose the thing, because it's my number, it's quite normal for me. And then you say it out loud, and you get somebody go, oh, sorry, how much? And you think, that is a fair amount of weight to lose. So I used to, because like a lot of people, I used to try and get the joke in first. So I used to say, oh, yeah, I was 3 times the lady, you know, being literally 3 times the weight I should be. And now I'm just like really proud of it and say, yeah, that is 21.5 stone gone and gone forever. And I'm really, really stormingly proud of it and not afraid to say it anymore. So
I mean, we saw you in the sparkliest of sparkly dresses I think I've ever seen sparkle, and you just look phenomenal. I mean, did you feel like a princess in
that
dress?
Was at the ball, wasn't it?
Do you know,
she wasn't in Tesco's. No.
I would wear it around Tesco's, honestly, if I could wear that. It was a great big ball gown, sort of Elsa blue almost, I would say. And just sparkle everywhere. And do you know, that was such a moment for me at the awards, walking out in that dress, because it was, I love a bit of cheesy TV. I love Curvy Bride's Boutique. I love Say Yes to the Dress. And I used to watch those thinking, I am never, ever going to have that dress. I'm never, even if I was going to get married, I would never fit into a dress like that. And so when I went to choose my dress, it was just such an incredible experience. So yeah, that dress is, I know it sounds really, does it sound really shallow to say it? But it really did mean the world to me. And just going out and just, it was like a dream come true. And yeah. So
it's a culmination. of everything you'd achieved. That
yeah, bottle, absolutely. Yeah. And as I was saying with the tree, I'm quite sentimental. So I had like a band in my hair. It was silver with like little enamel flowers on it. And that was what my sister wore as her wedding band in her hair. And I had my mum and dad's engagement ring on, because I don't possess a diamond ring. So, you know, and it was just like, so it's like I had like the most important people up on the stage with me as well in my lovely dress. So it was a real moment coming out, and coming out with my consultant as well, who's, you know, been on that journey with me. And we were backstage and they sort of announced it, and we were like, right, we just held hands and walked out. And it was just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. The whole experience was incredible.
Wow. See, we've been kind of recapping people's three things that they're celebrating in 2022. I'm imagining, is that on the list, or are there even better ones?
Well, do you know, I mean, that really is top of the list, because what an experience. This whole year of being Greatest Loser has just been just phenomenal. I don't know how to put it. It's a recognition of what I've achieved, but it's more than that, because it's sort of representing that whole Slimming World community, and just sort of, it kind of brings everybody together in a celebration, doesn't it? And if it can inspire other people and get them going and get them thinking about their weight loss journeys, and just, it's just been amazing. But yeah, walking out onto that stage to Dermot, I have to say.
Hello.
Dermot O'Leary, we should, you know, qualify, yes.
Yeah, it was, you know, and if you'd said to me in September 2019 when I started, in 3 years' time, this is what you're going to be doing, I would just have not believed it. And just to sort of, because it has been hard. Swimming is never particularly easy. And I've, you know, as I talked about in the clean slate, I've developed all these different strategies and just worked my way through it. And to have that moment, that really shining star moment, was just wonderful. And just, and I'm no good. I'm really bad at taking compliments. So that's been quite a big learning curve. You know, I'm used to this. I don't want to sound self-pitying, but I was quite used to people being pretty nasty to me, actually. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to deal with that. So having people say nice things to you, it's been sort of turnaround. So. Yeah, that whole experience has been out of this world. It's just incredible.
But you're getting better at taking them, because I met you a few months ago and I've had the pleasure of spending a few hours with you since then. And today, like, you're taking a compliment much better than you took a few months ago when I first met you. So it's working it in, girl.
And it's always part of that journey, isn't it? Because you can't just go in one heartbeat from one thing to another. You're constantly evolving. And it's like, even like with Food Optimizer, I'm constantly learning new tricks and how am I going to change this to make it a little bit different so it stays fresh and fun? Because it should be enjoyable and it should be liberating. And yeah, so it's that learning curve. And I will be 47 on December the 25th, and I was not celebrating that, but now I'm going to. I am absolutely going to celebrate it. So, and it's you know, it's not just dropping the weight. It is evolving as a person as well. And I finally, for the first time in my life, I'm starting to feel quite comfortable in my own skin, for want of a better word. So you know, and it's a lot to do with losing the weight, or 99% to do with losing the weight, but it's also the confidence that you gain from it. And the confidence and the love that you feel from the other people in your groups, and like you guys and everybody at Slimming World, you sort of, you know, you take that in and go, oh, this is true. People do mean this. They're not, it's not a sly sort of like double standard or something like that. And it has been a real, real journey.
Oh, what on earth do you put at number 2 and 3 then for the wins this year?
Well,
I think you need a bigger list.
I do. Because I was thinking about this and I kind of thought that that's my massive win. But also there's just so many small things that people take for granted. So I went to a supermarket car park and I opened the car door and I just got out of my car. And that sounds like really every day, but I got out of my car in a car park, and obviously I'm mindful about, you know, not opening my door onto other people's cars, but I just got out of the car and I didn't think to it, because before I lost my weight, And it was a bit like going into restaurants. It's almost like in my head, I used to do a risk assessment of where can I park? Where am I going to go and be able to get the door open wide enough so I can get myself out and not hit somebody else's car? So that's still quite a revelation that, yeah, I went to the car park and I parked my car and I got out of the car. It sounds really small, but it was such a massive moment for me. And it was like, yeah, the first time I walked into a restaurant and I didn't plan my route to the table or my route to the toilet of where am I going to be able to squeeze past other people's chairs. And it's those kind of everyday things that people can take, who haven't had a weight issue, really take for granted. And they are like another massive win for me. So yeah, just getting out of my car in a car park is something I'd really like to celebrate. As dull as it sounds, it has great meaning to me.
It's so profound though, because it's something that you do so regularly. It's something that if you've never had an issue with, you wouldn't kind of get, but actually just to be able to nip into the shops and not have to think about it must be really freeing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I remember in COVID, I felt awful because I couldn't stand for long enough to queue outside the shop and then go round the shops. I couldn't support my weight. And I felt really responsible because I live with my mum, who is elderly and quite vulnerable. And I really felt at the time that I was really letting her down, that I had really, I don't know how to put it, just really not fulfilled my function in caring for her and loving her because I couldn't go to the shops. And so that's why it's such a massive thing for me. I know we don't have to queue anymore, but just to be able to get out of the car and not think about it and then walk into the shop without having to plan, okay, I know in aisle 12, there's going to be a little bit of a space for me to lean on, or, you know, I've got to get a trolley, even though I only need three things because I need to lean on the trolley. It's such a massive thing for me. It is a real, real celebration, just those everyday things that other people take for granted, that when you're overweight, can cause a lot of anxiety and a lot of upset. And just the internal dialogue that you have with yourself to get yourself through what is an everyday situation.
Wow. I mean, what will Christmas look like this year compared to previous years for you?
Oh, do you know, I absolutely love Christmas. So this year, it is going to be such a celebration. It really is. I'll have Christmas in the morning, me and mum opening the presents, and then we'll go to my sister's house for like the sort of main event, as it were. And it's just, and again, it's just those everyday things that I'll be able to help her clear up, because I will be able to pick things up from the table and carry them out to the kitchen without thinking I'm carrying some really breakable things in my hand here. And it's, you know, it's always the best plates, isn't it? And the best crystal that you've got out for your Christmas lunch. And just doing those kind of things. And we have bought a good bottle of fizz, I have to say. I do like a good celebration. And I am, because I am a planner, I haven't finished my Christmas shopping for other people, but I have planned out all of my Christmas food. So I know exactly what I'm having, what my treats are going to be. So that's all sorted. And I'm just going to really, really enjoy it for once. And I think this year as well, it's going to be a really different year as well, because my partner passed away last year, and it was too numb to celebrate. Sorry, that's terrible. But this year I'm really going to celebrate him. Because he died very, very unexpectedly. But he was a singer. He was an amazing singer. When he was young, he was a chorister at Coventry Cathedral. Wow. And he always, he used to, every Christmas Day, he would like sing Happy Birthday as loud as he possibly could. So I'm actually, I'm taking my mum to Carols by Candlelight at her church on Christmas Eve. So I'm going to blast out some good old Christmas carols, a bit of extra volume. So there you go. If you do the 12 Days of Christmas, give it a bit of extra oomph on the 5 gold rings for a huzzah for Matt. And so that's going to be a real celebration this year.
What a lovely way to think about it, because, you know, there definitely is the chance, I think, sometimes with Christmas to be haunted by ghosts of the Christmas past. It's as much as you celebrate the people who are there, but you also really miss the people that aren't. Mm. And that's a really nice way about thinking about it.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, I mean, generally I'm in a much better place, but last year it was just too raw. It was just too hard. But yeah, this year there's going to be plenty of huzzas for Matt and some very raucous singing after the champagne's been drunk, probably.
Are you going to wear the dress? I feel like this needs to be out on Christmas Day.
I do know. I am going to put it on. I'm going to float around my sister's house in my ball gown. And what I need is, this sounds so preposterous, I need a nice first stole to go over the top so I don't get too chilly. It's only got spaghetti straps and no sleeves. So I might have to Amazon a little fake fur.
Yeah, you don't really want to get like an M&S cardigan with that, do you, really?
No, goodness me.
You're dressing down over the top, no.
I'll be, yeah. So although she has, the sparkle does come off a lot. You can tell which chair was mine at the Slimming World Awards because it was just covered in glitter, honestly. So my sister has said, if it's still shedding glitter like that, then you are going to be hoovering it up. And I'm like, it's fine.
Oh, well, look, Harry, it's been so good to catch up with you. And, you know, I feel like we should say happy birthday, really.
Oh, thank you. You
know, not just happy Christmas.
And 47 years young.
Yeah. And get the champagne out. You can upgrade the coffee on the birthday.
I know. I should. It's I should say my coffee has got some maple bourbon syrup in, if that helps.
I was going to say, Anna, because the guests we've had so far have all done sin-free drinks. What's this about?
What's going on? I know. Well trained.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm on the black currant juice. That's how glamorous it's getting. What
kind of party is this?
And no ice in the drink either.
Honestly. Look, Harriet, we'll let you go. Thanks so much for popping round to a hangout on our Christmas party. And we're celebrating with you because what an incredible 2022 you've had.
No, thank you. And can I just say thank you to you guys for everything as well. You're absolute inspirations and to so many people week in, week out. I don't know how you do it because you're just brilliant.
Right. We'll get Santa's reindeers to come and pick you up and give you a free lift home. See you soon, Harriet.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Anna, I think someone's outside. I mean, it sounds like there's potentially a truck. Should we go and find out who's outside?
Yes. Come on, let's open the door. I'm going.
Okay, we're out the door. We're climbing into the truck. Who's inside the truck? Oh my goodness, it's only Jason Drury. Wowza. What is going on? Jason, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, really, really good. Yourself?
Yeah, we're all good. We're feeling very festive. So, like, where is the truck today? What's happening? What's the location? What's the ETA of where you're headed to?
I'm in Stoke-on-Trent this evening. I came up this morning and delivered to a company in this area. I've reloaded and I'm heading back down to South Wales in the morning to be tipped. And then I make my way then to Newcastle for a couple of days. So, and I should be home Friday night / Saturday morning. All depending on the weather and the traffic now.
You've got Christmas lights up in your, what's it called, your cabin? No, am I making this up?
Yes, the cab,
And it can sound like he's on a cruise. He's not, he's in some service station, aren't you? Oh, wow, well, you're looking very festive.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I got the Santa mug out as well.
Oh, brilliant. Yes. See, I mean, obviously we've been offering like our guests drinks, you know, as part of our house party, Christmas party. What do you want us to put in your Santa cup?
Oh, no. Some mulled wine would be nice, but I got to be careful every night with my driving at the moment, so I'll wait till the weekend for that.
Okay, a cup of tea it is then, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's been a while since we caught up with you, Jason. You know, we had you on the podcast. The episode was called One for the Men, and wow, we had lots of people come back to us about your episode. Like, do you know, for people who haven't heard the episode, why don't you just kind of recap, you know, a bit about your journey and maybe bring us up to speed to where you are now.
Well, it's it started with me with a bit of a health scare, my journey, and I had some migraine headaches and went to my doctor, and it was all to do with my blood pressure. So I looked for various ways of losing the weight that I needed to lose, and joined Slimming World. And 22 months later, I hit my target, having lost just over 12 and a half stones, and just didn't look back. Where I am at the moment I've managed to maintain most of the weight loss. I have put a little bit back on, but as far as the health is concerned, my health is the same now. It's just improved no end. I still get problems with blood pressure, you know, and the headaches never returned. So yeah, things are great that way. No problems at all.
I remember the first time we got to talk to you, I was so wowed by the fact that you used to get like an online food delivery to meet you at a service station, and you were making spag bol on the side of the road. Like, you inspired us so much, not only with how much you'd lost, but just how you thought kind of outside the box on how to food optimize. Are you still cooking up those spag bols in your truck?
I am, yes, I do. I cook regularly within the truck because, of course, I'm away so much, and I usually leave on a Monday, early on a Monday morning, not back then until Friday night. So I'm always cooking on the go. And I have been contacted privately by quite a few people who listen to the podcast, asking for advice on and tips and things that they can cook with while they're away. Not necessarily truck drivers, just people who work on the road. They may be traveling to various places by car and things like that, and want an alternative to the service station, you know.
And so, you showed us, yeah, it could happen, didn't you? If you can cook a spag bol at the side of the road, you can do it anywhere, can't you, really?
Yeah, so that part is been great. And I got an Instagram page, you know, and I post my pictures of the food on there as well, which gives people some hints and tips and ideas for things that they can do. And I try to mix it up as much as I can, so then it's something different all the time, you know. So it's that part's great. Yeah, no problem.
Oh, great. And so this year, you know, we've been kind of recapping, you know, things that people are celebrating this year, some of the things that have, you know, that they want to kind of recognise have gone well. What's kind of on your list?
There are two things, really, because I did leave group for a while, and I've now rejoined. Oh. And I rejoined recently. It was only about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and mainly because I was missing it, and missing the group feeling, you know. So I'm really glad to be back. And I was very fortunate to go to the Slimming World Ball this year, and and I think you were there as well, weren't you? Yes.
Yeah.
And got chatting to various people while I was there, who said, "Right, you need to get yourself back to group and come join us again," you know. So, and it was just all the last bit of motivation that I needed. So that's the one thing. The other big thing that's happened for me this year, which again is quite recently, is that I've managed to clear my mortgage. And yes, I've made my last mortgage payment 2 weeks ago. So 25 years of paying that, and now it's all finished with.
Oh. What a dream. Oh my gosh. I've still got 27 years left on mine. Wow. What a year.
Yeah, so I now own my house so completely. So I'm over the moon with that. And because it happened just 2 weeks ago, it was a lovely Christmas present, you know. So
You know, it's really interesting you say about like kind of coming back to group. I think that's really honest of you, because sometimes there's definitely times when I'm like, I think I just need a break. You know, I just need to like reset. Sometimes I found myself going around in circles. So I've taken a few weeks out. Just to kind of like clear my head. And there will be people listening to this who, you know, they might be a lapsed member, or they want to rejoin, or someone hasn't actually even been a member before. I mean, how was that, you know, like when you kind of made the decision to kind of say and walk back through the doors, what was going through your head before you kind of went and stepped on the scales again?
Well, I was a bit nervous. I wasn't anywhere near as nervous as the first time around, you know. But the one thing that struck me again straight away, which I'd sort of forgotten about, is, of course, that there's no judgment at all. And that's great, and it was lovely to see the members and see the group again working as they do right throughout the UK, and it was just a nice feeling to be part of it again, and especially on my second week really, because I won the Slimmer of the Week.
Got a shiny sticker out of it. Love it.
So I had a few bits and pieces given to me, which I brought away with me in the truck. So it was great.
The basket, you forget about that. Some weeks my baskets are like, I don't need to do a food shop. It's brilliant, isn't it? When you
Interestingly, did you like kind of keep all your history, or did you draw a line and do a new journey?
I decided to draw a line and do a new journey. Yeah, new nice. Journey completely. Yeah, yeah. Because my previous book is very special to me, with my stickers on and everything else. And of course, it got down to the Man of the Year bit as well. So I've got that in the
just
house.
Just casually brush that under the carpet. Just a Man of the Year.
So I like having that bit, you know, for the memories and the rest of it, and of course the certificates that I got along the way, and I got them all in a file. So when I rejoin now, I just thought, right, I'll start completely afresh, because of course I've got nowhere near as far to go as I did previously. Mm-hmm. So it's when I get back to target my target weight, you know, what I'm sure I'll do this time is just keep on going, you know, and not, you know, because it is, without the support of the group, it can be quite easy sometimes to lose sight of the fact that you may be putting some weight back on again, you know, and you've, when you've got that commitment of going each Saturday, and I do look forward to to jumping on the scales and seeing how I've done. And it keeps you motivated and keeps you on track.
Yeah, and you got so much from your group. I remember you saying about the friendships you'd made and that camaraderie and all of that. But well done on having the courage to get back, because sometimes I think when you've lost weight and maybe you've put a little bit back on, you go, I'm not sure I want to do this. So, you know, that takes courage, doesn't it? A really brave move for 2022. So
yes, yeah. And a few other people have contacted me and asked me about it, you know, who were previous members. And now they're heading back to group as well, because they were just nervous about making that step, but I say, well, you've got absolutely nothing to be nervous about. It's just
honestly, you
step back in the group, and it's just like you've never been away. So it's great.
You make a valid point though, and I have absolutely struggled with this in the last year and a half, where I kind of changed my original target weight. I was then at target, then I wasn't at target, then I was back in target, then I was out of target. And I think it's almost like kind of it's much far harder than I thought, kind of finding that groove once you've kind of lost the weight to keep in it. And you're right, you can become a bit complacent. And that's why I suppose the Slim for Life plan is there to kind of support you. But it just kind of proves, I mean, I've definitely proved to myself that I do need my group to help me maintain my target, you know, not every single week in the same way that I would have before, but keeping in touch and, you know, keeping them in the back of my mind and going to group every so often to kind of just, you know, a reminder really of, you know, what you've done. Because I definitely have previously thought, oh, I'm fixed now. I'm kind of sorted. And
I think we all have, haven't we? You do think, I've lost all this weight. It happened to me, and then I had to come back and lose it all again. And I've never stepped away since, because you've worked so hard and it's so important. It's almost like you need to keep that. You wouldn't expect, I've never had a six pack, but you wouldn't expect to keep a six pack without going to the gym. And sometimes we feel like we should be able to have all these skills and just be able to self-motivate. But actually, you do need like a team just to go, come on, you can still do it, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And that part of it for me was one of my biggest motivations. You know, when I all the way through, I was fortunate that I managed to maintain a sort of regular weight loss most weeks. And I found then the group were always, sometimes I think the group were more excited to see what I'd lost than I was, you know. Yeah. Because, yeah, so, so, most definitely, group is where it's happening.
Oh, good. And so what will Christmas be like for you? You won't be working in the cab, surely.
No, I'm... I finish up on the 23rd of December, and I'm not back then until the 4th of January. Christmas Day will be spent with my mum. You know, I take my mum out, we go out for Christmas lunch together. And then on Boxing Day, my mum goes to my sister's for a few days. So this year on Boxing Day, I'm going walking in Scotland. I'm going up to Glencoe for a week. And I'm spending New Year's Eve up there as well. I went to the Highlands in August on a walking holiday and met some Scottish friends who've invited me up for New Year this year. So, Boxing Day, I'm off and doing some winter walking.
Oh, wow, and that is things that you wouldn't have done many years ago.
Never would have entered my mind. Never would have. I in fact, for quite a few years, I never bothered even going out on New Year's Eve anymore. And a lot of that was to do with feeding the self-consciousness and the rest of it. But now I look forward to these things, you know, and I can't wait for this because, of course, New Year's Eve in Scotland is going to be fantastic.
Oh, I'm putting that down as your number three.
Yes.
Yes.
Like having the confidence to say yes. To go for a walking holiday in winter in Scotland, in Glencoe, which basically looks like Mars, but probably might be a bit more white when you go. It is like the end of the world, Glencoe. They're amazing, though. Brilliant.
Wow. Sounds incredible. I'm one of those people I'd love to see the photos. I'm not sure I'd do so well out there.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of photos along the way. Because when I went up in August, I did go up at Ben Nevis and went to the top of there. And I was...
Hang on, did you walk it or did you take the cable car?
I walked it. There is no cable car at Ben Nevis.
So, is there?
Yes,
I thought there is, where the skiing thing is.
That is on the opposite side, yeah. You can't actually get to the top with the cable car.
That's what I did.
Yeah. So,
I didn't even know there was one. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went up and I was very lucky with the weather because three quarters of the way up, you couldn't see more than about 20 feet in front of myself because the cloud was so bad. And the moment I got on the top, the cloud cleared and I just had the most fantastic views and took some spectacular photographs. And I had that then, those views near enough all the way back down again as well. So, it was a fantastic trip.
And that's not something you would have done 12 and a half stone ago then?
Oh, God. I was struggling to climb the stairs. You know, that's the problem. I would get out of breath climbing the stairs at home before, where now it's not like, don't get me wrong, it was tiring, yeah, but I was up and back down and I felt fine the following day. It was no problem at all. So
you climbed the biggest mountain in Scotland and you were fine. You
yes.
What inspiration, Jason. Oh, I love it.
Oh, well, you know, we cheers you and your Santa mug. And hope that you have a cracking time, you know, with your mom and going away. Well, thanks so much for coming back on the podcast and sharing your reasons to celebrate 2022. Thanks, Jason.
Oh, that's all right. No, thank you very much. And thank you for inviting me. It's been a pleasure. And it's great seeing you two guys as well, because, you know, you're a bit nuts and the rest of it. So it's always good fun.
It takes one to know one, Jason. That's all we'll say. Oh. All right, Jason, see you soon.
Yes, thank you very much both. See you again soon. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my goodness. Anna, there's only somebody else at the door. Let's go find out. I've heard the doorbell. Let's go open the door. Who the heck is on the other side of this door? It's only Sam Rose. How are you?
Hi, Sam. I'm fabulous.
Oh, come on in. We'll take your coat. We'll get you a drink. What are you drinking today? It's a Christmas party. We've stocked the fridge especially.
Oh, Prosecco it is then.
Right, pop the cork. Let's pour it in the fancy flute. Here you go, Sam. Happy Christmas. Now, last time we saw you, Sam, we were in Anna's venue. You'd just been on the front cover of the Slimming World magazine, and you got us doing twerk ping pong with tissue boxes attached to our bottoms, and even had a go at hula hooping, of which we were rubbish. I hope life has improved since that moment.
That was brilliant. Absolutely. I'm still still twerking and still hula hooping.
Well, I have just bought for Christmas the official twerk pong game for my family at Christmas.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to think of you as I'm getting my 74-year-old mother to twerk.
It's going
to
be amazing.
I know, I'm so excited. Are you looking very festive? Are you feeling festive?
Yes. I've got my jingle bells on. Christmas. I'm a Christmas tree. It's a Christmas tree. Bauble earrings, bauble lights.
Oh, we appreciate the effort. I mean, yeah, we've got Santa, a Christmas tree, and the candy queen.
Yeah.
So last time we spoke, you know, you had just been like laser focus. You had just got down. You got a 12-week countdown. Boom. Yes. Focused. Love the freedom as opposed to like the kind of the diet mentality that you've been stuck on.
Yeah.
And with Slim and World Food Optimizing, you just felt free. Like you could fill up, you could eat plenty of food.
I was cooking amazing dishes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Eating plenty.
And still are. Like, how are you getting on?
Great. Yeah, absolutely. It is like the lifestyle's changed and it's been amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, I follow your pictures like of your food, and some nights I'm sat there with my stir fry and I'm like, look what Sam's made. Look, cucumbers all lined up in a row and it looks so pretty. Like, you're so inspiring.
I follow that like a third of your speed on your plate religiously. So I just have my salad goes on my plate, or my veg goes on my plate first and then my meal. Yeah.
It just looks beautiful. It's so, like, pleasing to the eye. I'm always a bit jealous.
Yeah, when you do that, you do enjoy eating it more, don't you? When it looks pretty, then, yeah, it's more palatable.
So we'd be, like, kind of catching up with people to find out, you know, three things that they're celebrating for this year. What on earth is on your menu?
I went to the ball this year and, yeah, that was amazing. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, such an honour to be there. Absolutely loved it, being around all the like-minded people. So that, yeah, that was the highlight of my year, absolutely. Absolutely.
What about your body magic as well? Because that was something you've always been into. In fact, you inspired me to kind of get going and get out there to try some park runs. How are you getting on with body magic?
Yes, a big, humongous part of my life, always went part and parcel and still absolutely loving it, still very active, park run touring. As you've seen, we've got a rescue dog 3 months ago, and because he's very active, I've started my own class called Wagasize, where I know, so I do the regular size and I do Wagasize where we exercise with the dogs.
Stop. So,
I know. It's brilliant, isn't it?
What a great thing to
do. It is. So you can just turn, there's no excuses, is there? You can do something. So everyone's got to walk the dog. So just switch it up a bit and come and do some like lunges and stuff and jump over hoops with your dog. It's fantastic.
And the dog's taking part, so because my dog was overweight. If I had got it Marley into Wagasize, God knows he might still be here.
It's been great because we've had like a lot of people got dogs in lockdown and they're just not sociable because they've not been able to be. So it's just been great for socialising. So just being outdoors. I love being outdoors. So yeah, just any excuse to be outdoors, get fresh air and move your body. So it can be anything, even vamping up the doggy exercise.
And making it fun. That's what whenever I see a post or anything from you, it feels like you're having so much fun.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because previously you'd kind of like been going, you know, you kind of had these highs and these lows and you were looking for that sweet spot about making life feel a bit more consistent, where you were kind of enjoying the food, enjoying the movement, but it wasn't this all or nothing.
Yeah. And it's still like that. It's just really, it's just that lifestyle change. Like, it's just part of me now when I go and I get weighed. And it used to be like, get weighed and you've done well and you have a big treat and you eat, you know, rubbish all day. That was like the old me. And it's just me and I go and I get weighed and, you know, I'll look forward to an event and I'll have a treat at my event or a birthday or whatever the occasion is. And then just get back to my food optimizing afterwards. Yeah.
Do you feel like as energized as you seem? Because you seem like you make me feel quiet and you know me like a...
No,
but you seem like... But you seem so energetic. Like, that's got to be a real positive. That, I mean, have you always been like this? Or has the journey got you to be even more kind of energised, do you think?
I think just feeling good gives you a bit of confidence, doesn't it? And I think when you feel good, and it does, it just shines and it just kind of oozes out. So I feel good, and if you're happy... and I think that just oozes, and you know, I want to be dancing or moving or so very active and a lot of energy.
Now I watch your park runs. I mean, I don't watch them, but I watch your social media showing the park runs as I'm sat on the sofa watching it. How many park runs have you done now?
124.
Wow. I mean, and for people who don't know, park runs take place only on Saturdays, where it's a 5-kilometre run or walk, actually. They've started promoting Park Walk now. And they're all across the country. They happen at 9 a.m. on Saturday, or if you're in Scotland, a little bit later. and the idea is you can only do one a week. So to do 100 and something means you've been doing at least two years.
Yes, absolutely. I've done one. I've been every Saturday this year.
Wow. And all over the country.
Oh, yeah. I go, as far as Poland.
All over. And Europe. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's something to do, isn't it?
I think, having now been and tested this parkrun thing out, what I really enjoy about it is that it is fun, which is what you were saying, Anna, and nobody is left. You're never the last. Because there is always a tail walker, somebody who will walk with you if you're at the back. And I found it really interesting going to ones where there are hundreds of people, but also to some of the ones where there's only, say, 50 or 60 people. And I'm always at the back and I'm happy with that. But I get that sense of achievement in kind of improving or just feeling like I can. And I remember... in the last couple of years, I've kind of had a real love-hate relationship with my body physically. Like, I've kind of been okay with weight, but I haven't really accepted where I am. I haven't still really liked myself. So I've kind of used the barometer of getting out and attempting a 5K run every so often as a way to kind of say, you got this, you can do this, to kind of adjust into my new sense. And I think that's where I recognize with the physical aspect, with the body magic and movement and things, it kind of just, I don't know, it boosts your morale, it makes you feel good, you've got that connection, you're being outdoors, which is what you're saying. I kind of get it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it is, it's sort of a celebration of what your body can do. So that will help to love your body, because, you know, no matter what, you've gone at whatever speed and you've done that 5K, and that's an achievement, a really, really big achievement.
Yeah, I cried, actually. The first part run I completed, I crossed the line in absolute floods of tears because I couldn't believe that I was able to get back out there and do it. I'd spent the whole race telling myself, you can't do this, you're never going to complete it, look, everyone's going faster than you. And when I crossed the line, it was such like a sense of relief that physically I was able to do this thing, and my family were there and, you know, Matt was there, and sometimes Matt runs with me if I'm not feeling very confident that day. I'll ask him to go slow and stay with me, and you know, or you find other friends that they want to come out, or other members that want to come to Parkrun, and you take it easy and you go and stay with them. And it's a funny thing to kind of put into words, isn't it, really?
Very much, very much, yeah.
I've never done one. I've got a Saturday morning Slimming World group, and they're on a Saturday. I'd really like to do it. I might ditch them for the morning and go and try it. Yeah, take them on it. Do you want to do
it? That's it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Take the group on tour. Imagine. Exactly.
Yeah. Come on, Sam, if I take them, you're coming along.
Yeah, okay? Get away.
They're all listening like, what?
Where you go?
Oh, no.
Oh, so what will Christmas look like for you then, Sam? How do you kind of tackle Christmas when it comes to food optimising and Slimming World? What do you think?
It's funny, actually, because I listen to my body, and I just actually, I've not had a mince pie. Normally I'm counting down to like the 1st of December, and it's 1st of December and I can eat all the mince pies, and I've just not fancied one. And I think that's because I've not overly restricted myself. So when I do fancy one, then I'll have one, but I've not fancied one. I've not cracked open the celebrations yet, but if I did fancy one, then I would have a bit of what you fancy, I think. And I think that works. Not being, I can't have this, I can't have that. And then you just crave it. And then, you know, probably go a bit overboard more so. So, yeah,
We found it nice. So will it be a Sam spread on Christmas Day? Are you going to...
Oh, imagine the Instagram photos of, like, Christmas.
Look at that, those sprats really lined up, aren't they? Oh, I want to see them.
Absolutely. I always have a, I wear my Santa suit as well. Anything, I love a bit of dress up.
Oh, I love it.
I know.
So you mean your Santa suit, lining your sprouts up on your plate. So,
yes, yeah, absolutely.
You really love the cooking, don't you? That's something you've also got to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, and it was new to me, just cooking everything from scratch. And, I've got a cupboard full of herbs and spices galore. Yeah, I absolutely love it.
That's what Claire found. Like, I remember when I first went to Claire's flat, there was, like, three things. And now she's got this, like, larder that's, like, 7 foot tall and got shelves, and it's all in glass canisters. Like, she really found her love of a spice.
I was lucky if I had salt, pepper and tomato ketchup previously.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a bit of hot sauce for good measure in my house. That was about as good as that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's great to catch up with you. I mean, I will be dressed as an elf on Parkrun on Christmas Eve. So we'll have to look out on Instagram for all of our crazy fancy dress outfits. But
definitely,
you know, thank you for introducing us to twerk ping pong and hula hooping.
Yes, and enjoy it over Christmas.
You wait till I send you a picture of my 74-year-old mum twerk ponging on Christmas Day. Let's hope we don't end up in A&E.
Well, I would like to say that last time we realised that Anna had actually cheated because she thought she'd won, and then I saw the evidence. There was a sneaky ball still in the box.
You're never going to let that cheeky ball rest, are you?
I will never. If I can win anything over you, there's very few times I ever beat you, and that was one.
A rematch.
A VAR. In the VAR, basically. You were denied in VAR. If we're going, like, World Cup situation.
Because I was a better twerker than you, Claire.
Right. See what you did, Sam. It was all so friendly until we got the competitive spirit out. But look, have a great Christmas. It's great to catch up with you.
Thank you. You too.
We've got to, before we go, we've been taking photos with everybody. So we just need to just get the camera, do a quick photo with you. Here we go. Okay. 3, 2, 1. There we go. Right. Sam, we'll let you go. Hope you've enjoyed your Prosecco.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Enjoy the mince pie when you have one. Speak soon.
I will do. Absolutely. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Anna, how nice to just, like, catch up with friends of the podcast. And, like, so many great comments as well. Like, actually, there's been so many things to really, I don't know, enjoy about 2022.
I think, you know, 2022, although for a lot of us has had some real downs, I think when you look in detail, there are some really great things that have come out of it and so much positivity. And I think speaking to these guys has just made me think about the things that we've nailed this year.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're listening and you've got some things that you'd like to share with us, you can email us, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Instagram @slimmingworldpodcast. And we're here every single Monday. Every other Monday, we're actually a members-only podcast. So if you are a Slimmer World member, then do check out the podcast tab on the app or the Slimmer World members area where you can hear bonus episodes every other Monday. So there were so many people that sent us messages. We've not been able to read all of your comments, which, you know, otherwise this would end up being a two-hour podcast. But to close this week's podcast, we have decided we'll give you a name check. So in true, like, Speedy Gonzales fashion, let's read the names. Anna, you can kick off.
Okay, we've got Janelle, Sean, Paige, Sarah, Heidi and Tina.
Amanda, Lindsay, Sarah, Caroline, Charlene.
Maisie, Zoe, Badger, Charlene, Samara and Gaynor.
Alison, Claire, Joe, Holly, Jocelyn, Emma.
Linda, Becky, Joe and Ray.
And there were so many more, but we've not been able to fit you all in. We are very sorry about that. But we see you, we appreciate you, we're here. So next week is the week before Christmas. We're talking strategy. You may wish to know this. It'll be in the members area. Do keep in touch and we'll be back on Boxing Day if you've got time to squeeze us in, or any time in that weird week between Christmas and New Year where no one knows what day, what month, what year it is. Just squeeze us in your ears whenever you can.
Yeah, it feels like a Sunday every day that week, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Well, look, have a great Christmas. We'll speak to you very soon and keep celebrating.
Merry Christmas!